Hey, my name is Thursday.
Hey, Thursday.
Yeah, I go right between Wednesday and, of course, Friday. There are a lot of great things about Thursdays that I can't think of right now. But to a lot of people, I'm definitely their favorite because a 6-inch Italian BMT is just $3.49 every Thursday at Subway restaurants. It's the sub of the day, and it's a different 6-inch sub each day for $3.49. So, in conclusion, Thursday, Italian BMT, best day ever. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus pickable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Thanks for joining the ROI of Y podcast. I'm Angie Kubicek, and I'm the Chief Marketing Officer at FireSpring, and I'm joined with a table of friends today. I have Andrew Tucson, our VP of Creative.
Nailed it.
Yes, got it right this time. And Andrea Wolf, not Michelle Wolf, for the correction for those who may do that later in life, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at Spreetail, and Chad Kilpatrick, who is the VP of Impact.
Head of Community Impact, so we're not very good at names either.
Okay.
So.
Welcome to this Subway ad for the Subway app. How would you like it?
Oh, the weather's bad today. Let's do Storm Chaser.
You bet. Weather conditions have deteriorated, and I'm very hungry. But don't despair. I used the Subway app on my smartphone and ordered ahead. Now I can pick up my dinner quicker and get out of this weather. I hope that was my stomach. Subway, make it what you want. App and online ordering available at participating restaurants. Please allow 15 minutes for pickup.
Yeah, this is the
second round of this, so we're just going to roll with this one. But so we are here at the very first Do More Good conference, which is being put on in Lincoln, Nebraska. And so we're really excited to have you guys here. And really, the Do More Good conference is centered around what the ROI of Y is about, mm-hmm. and just trying to really help other companies realize that impact is really critical to the growth of our businesses. So why don't you guys just share a little bit about Spreetail so the rest of the universe kind of knows what your bio is about.
Sure, I'll start. So Spreetail is an e-commerce company, first and foremost. We have about over 700 employees in 3 offices across the state and 6 fulfillment centers across the United States. So we're growing pretty fast, focused on selling home goods to people for backyard, indoor living, and the garage. So if you're a DIY person, mm-hmm. go to Spreetail.com.
Awesome.
You can get tools and storage and above ground pools and everything you need
nice.
Memorial Day, which is upcoming, grills, lots of big bulky items that you don't think that you can really ship. We ship to you for free. So Spreetail.com.
The free shipping is
free
huge.
Shipping, yeah.
Wow.
And fast.
And fast.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So we're kind of here today with the Do More Good conference, really starting to dive into this whole concept of like impact marketing and just impact as the core of the culture of your business. And you guys have recently made a lot of shifts around kind of the focus on impact and how every purchase of Spreetail is helping not just impact like Nebraska and the communities where you have maybe locations with your team members, but kind of across the country. So why don't you guys share a little bit about kind of that theory about why you guys decided to jump into the impact space?
Yeah, and we say it's purchase with a purpose. And so every purchase on Spreetail.com, 5% will be given back to the community. You'll have the opportunity to designate a nonprofit that can go to. 5% of a $100 purchase is $5, which can go a long way for many nonprofits. If you decide not to select a nonprofit, then it will go to our foundation that we're currently establishing, so the Spreetail Foundation, which will drive our programming going forward. And so this is a vision of our CEO, Brett, who really believes companies should be doing more. He believes that if you look at nationally, it's like 0.4% if you look at the average of what companies give back to their community.
And
if we can just move that needle just a little bit, I mean, that's billions of dollars that is going to be going back to helping people in need. And we hope if we do this right, not hope, we will do this right, we'll bring change throughout the country.
Absolutely. So is this like,
the like foundation, like when you guys started Spreetail, was this the goal from day one, or is this a thing that like over the years you guys were able to identify, develop, evolve? Like tell me a little bit about the process.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So it's evolved. We've been around for about 13 years.
Okay.
I believe, yeah, 13
Teenagers
years.
Teenagers now.
Yep. And so back in 2015 is really when this started. We like to say giving's in our DNA. So we've been doing a lot in the community, just not as maybe in the limelight as we are now.
Sure.
And so really this has been a plan from 2015 on. And
awesome.
So it's been great for our employees, for the city of Lincoln, and now cities all throughout the country. And we hope that it becomes more prominent and more people might follow in our footsteps.
I always find it super interesting to like dig at what like drives somebody to move into that space, right? Because mm-hmm. the motivation is always a little bit different,
yeah.
you know? So like what really motivated you guys to have that be the core focus of Spreetail?
Yeah.
There's really three things that kind of go into what we think makes a successful business. One of them is our team. Mm-hmm. Second is our customers. And the third is our communities. Mm-hmm. And so we sort of say those three things together are what allows us to make the biggest impact. And in 2018, we decided to take that impact across the country. So not just in Omaha, Lincoln, or Nebraska. We went to Austin, Portland, Detroit, San Diego, mm-hmm. Nashville.
New York City,
yeah. yeah. And that was something that was really different for us. So where we had always had this sort of like homegrown commitment to serving our community, we said, well, now everybody's our community, so let's really take this on the road.
Nice. Yeah.
And as we take it on the road, you know, we tell our team it's you have to be local before you can become national. And so right. we really want to understand what's happening in each community because it's so different. And we focus on individuals experiencing homelessness, children in need, so children living in poverty or foster care system, or women with families in need, so single mothers or women in escaping abusive situations. Mm-hmm. So it really allows us to focus in our programming efforts, but we ask a lot of questions and we really have the opportunity to learn from a lot of nonprofits and be part of the solution and not, you know, bring burden on nonprofits and things like that. So it's really important for us to ask a lot of questions as we kind of hit the road.
And I think that's like an awesome statement. So, you know, we partner with a lot of nonprofits, and one of the things that's shockingly a lot of them complain about is that burden factor that people are like, here, I'm going to help you and let me drop this thing on you. And they're like, what do I do with the thing I was just given? And so I think that's amazing that you're being so intentional with how you move into communities, but then select the groups that you're working with so that way you're truly embedded. So how does that affect then your team members to have that ownership? Because I think it's really easy sometimes for the top down for people to be like, oh, we're passionate about the thing. Mm-hmm. So how does this kind of like permeate across like all the different team levels that you have? I mean, from fulfillment through, you know, your corporate liaison offices.
Yeah, we talk about it a lot. So, just this morning, we had our all-company meeting, and we talked about our program, New Beginnings, where we provide mattresses, other essential items for families that are transitioning out of homelessness or transitioning out of a dramatic experience. And so today, we talked about, we had 50 team members help with this project across
wow.
the country.
Cool.
So to accomplish New Beginnings, it really takes help from literally almost every department here at Spreetail.
Yeah, it's like a team teamwork thing.
Yeah, yeah. And so we really, to be successful in the model we want, we have to have buy-in across the company and people have to be a part of it. And so when we talk about what we do, you know, it's our goal as community impact team to relay that message that the impact that we're having. And so it's really, yeah, it's we're pretty lucky that everyone gets to be a part of it.
Yeah, have you guys like, you know, like when some companies are gonna be like more vocal about their mission, their purpose, their ethos than others. Is this a thing that you guys like lead with when you're recruiting and hiring somebody? Are you hiring to this, like as a value essentially?
Yeah, we did have someone apply for a job that they thought we were a foundation or a nonprofit. So we're like, yeah, this might not work because you obviously didn't read the job description, but I appreciate that you think we're doing that good of work. And so, yes, we've had people that have moved here from out of state because of what we do.
That's huge.
And I joined this company 2 years ago because I knew we were doing something that was bigger than ourselves with some of the community efforts. And so we could do a better job of talking about it, but we get a lot of questions. And so we're kind of learning as we go. So can I answer your question? We're working on being better at that.
So, awesome. I mean, it's always a you know, progress, right?
Yeah.
And evolution.
Yeah.
So that's awesome though.
Yeah.
And as it pertains to kind of, you're talking about like, you know, using it externally, I think that's something that so many companies get wrong. And I love that you guys have first internalized the mission about this give back component and having the impact be a true tenet of what you guys stand for. So as you go into the marketing channels and think about how to help you guys differentiate against your competitors, is that even on your mind? Or are you like, do the impact and the build the value first, and then that'll just kind of do the marketing and the work for you by building those relationships? Or what's kind of your philosophy on that?
Yeah, our philosophy on that is to try and get our customers to be a part of everything that we're doing. So even just the ability to select an organization that you want your funds to go to allows them to be brought into this world. So then we can say, hey, you really like the empowerment plan that's based out of Detroit. We're going to send you updates because we get updates from them monthly about how they're doing and what your dollars are doing for them.
It's very inclusive then.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we feel like the more that we can involve our customers and our teammates in this story, the closer we all get as organizations, as communities, as companies, that we can work together to build this better world. And so that more people are used to shopping that way. And so I think once you start shopping this way and you give this way, you don't really want to shop any other way.
Right.
Right.
I mean, being a part of impact feels amazing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody likes to do the right thing. They like to do good. I mean, I think that's just how we're all wired naturally. Mm-hmm. So like, has this presented any challenges for you guys, like with growth and just with the organization culture? Like, where have you guys ran into like some challenges? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. A couple challenges, yeah. So, you know, as Spreetail is not known nationally yet. And so when reaching out to nonprofits, they want to know our intentions. And so if we can get them on the phone and talk to them about it, usually we have pretty good success. But sometimes we don't. And so I think as we grow and as our team changes our message, when we reach out to nonprofits and say, hey, we want you to be part of, we call it the Spreetail Impact Program. It's where we want consumers to have the opportunity to select where their 5% goes. And so there's some similar programs out there that might have put a sour taste in some people's mouths. Mm-hmm. And so we have to differentiate ourselves. And so we're working through that. Also, as we grow with our New Beginnings program that started here in Lincoln, Nebraska, we're in 10 cities now. We are working through logistics. We're working through legal aspects. So really our team, our community impact team, literally works across the company. I joke that I spend a lot of time with our general counsel, just building the foundation and contracts, things like that.
Yeah.
So I wish I would have gotten my JD, you know, back in the day, but it's, we're learning a lot as we go. Cause there's really nothing out there like this that we believe, you know. We have a team of 6 people with 2 interns right now that are their single goal is to, establish how we're going to make an impact across the country.
Well, you have to have, when you're the pioneer,
you
have to have that.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. So we're constantly learning, constantly pivoting. So it's fun.
That's exciting. So I think you mentioned you have a couple of interns. So, we are kind of officing out of the Innovation Campus in Lincoln for the next couple of days. And which is where Spreetail's headquarters, or one of them. Do you guys?
Our main office.
The main office is home here. And so there was 100 different interns in the building, which was kind of an exciting kind of, we were like, oh, we're going to go sit in on it. And, you know, I think I walked by when they were doing their Gallup Strength Finder kind of walkthrough. And so clearly a lot of input on an emphasis on the culture at Spreetail, but how has it started to affect your recruiting efforts outside of people wanting to work for your nonprofit, clearly, but, but how does that, I mean, does that message resonate deeper with like the younger audiences as they're starting to grow into professionals, or how is that helping you guys kind of capture the landscape?
Yeah, I think 100%. So, you know, we get new hires all the time that reach out to our team and like, hey, how can we get involved? And so, which is, it's great, but we don't always have opportunities. And so, but we try our best to help people find opportunities. And so I think this is going to be more and more something that will be more of a recruitment tool down the road. You know, if you think of some of the companies out there now, like the Warby Parkers, the Toms, the Patagonias of the world, like people want to work for them. And so I'm pretty confident that we'll get there. And it will be a tool that we'll be able to recruit some great people. I hope that's part of the reason that got you here. I'll let you kind of chime in on that. It's pretty on the spot. So
yeah, well, I think also for the interns, like we're setting the expectation for what business should be. So even if they don't end up at Spreetail full time, at least they know that when they go somewhere, this is the expectation that they have for how businesses perform.
Yeah, I think that's really powerful and something that we do at our Power of Three. So at FireSpring, we require everyone volunteer 8 hours a month, and we actually hold people accountable to that during their quarterly conversations, which I know, and I've only been at FireSpring for a few years, but in my first quarterly conversation when they audited me and were like, you haven't hit your hours, I thought they were kidding. And I'm like, oh no, this is now a passion point that you have to get behind. Otherwise, you don't really fit the culture of a FireSpringer. And so it's been, as someone who's kind of gotten to grow in the impact space. It's been a definite change of how I've thought about being employed. So it's really cool that I think from your large intern base that they're able to kind of grow from the ground up. And Andrew joined us not too long ago from running his own shop, Evil Empire, mm-hmm. to now being a fire springer. And I know that was a big catalyst of you joining our team.
I mean, like, for years, we did everything that we could. We were a smaller shop, right? Like 25 people. And, you know, when you have a group that small, you know, there's, I don't want to say more buy-in, but it's so like intimately connected that like you can have conversations about what's our purpose, what drives us, and we're still like defining that together. And so we tried to do as many things as we could that could give back to the community and that were positive and impact driven. But like every time I would have a beer or dinner with Jay, I would just leave that experience super hyped to like conquer the world with positivity. It's like, it's just infectious, right? And so when we started having the conversation about acquisition, that was one of the biggest driving factors, was like, wow, we get to be able to do so much more good on such a greater scale because the machine's already there, right? It's like, it's an injection. And so it was a pretty amazing jump for myself and the team.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty lucky. You know, I tell Andrea weekly, I pinch myself. Like, is this real? Like, do we get to work for a company like this? And, you know, like you guys working for Firespring, we're pretty lucky.
Yeah,
like,
and do you guys... every time we do like a recap on something. Whenever we show videos, and I know it's something I do every day, but I like tear a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It is easy to get emotional about like the true impact. So because we log our volunteer impact in the community, I think we recently logged our 50,000th hour.
50,000 plus, yeah.
Awesome.
The other month. And so just understanding the dollar value that that provided the community was, it really kind of gets to you. And I think then it, for me, I've internalized this greater call to how do I start to like share this mission and almost become, I don't want to be like a preacher about it, but how do I start to convince my other business owning friends and influencers that you have to change your business model? So Spreetail has grown into a very sizable company very quickly. So how have you guys like kept that at your core? And as you go and have conversations with like other large organizations, what's their response to you guys as you talk about that as your kind of epicenter?
We talk to large organizations all the time. So we work with a lot of big manufacturers and big brands. And part of what we're doing is selling them on Spreetail.com, the platform, and what it means to do e-commerce in this way.
Yeah.
And the other part that really sells them is that we can bring in these examples of ways that we've helped communities, even communities of where they're based or like where their grandparents live, and say, here are the things that we're doing. And that really inspires people, because mm-hmm. if you think about business meetings that typically happen, it's like, okay, what are your sales? How are we doing? How are we going to grow? And now we get to have the conversation of, okay, how are we going to actually impact other people outside of this room?
So you guys have like case studies for impact, essentially.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we never want to work in a silo. And so I'm constantly reaching out to peers at other very, very large companies. And so they're excited about what we do. They also are jealous, you know, in that we are, you know, we're kind of like a jet ski that gets to move pretty quickly. And many of the large organizations are tankers that just, it takes a while to move. And we've also defined our three areas that I talked about earlier, and a lot of companies haven't done that yet or want to do that. And so we're very fortunate with Brett, our CEO's vision, Andrew's leadership, that we've been able to start off on a great foot. But we're constantly learning and constantly reaching out to, I've chatted with some very, very large companies that we hope to partner with down the road.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. So like with you guys rolling out this impact strategy, I'm really interested to find out like what was the consumer reaction to that, right? Like, did you see an increase in like retention or loyalty or just like involvement and engagement because it's impact driven?
We're still learning. So we launched Spreetail.com about 45 days ago.
Nice.
So there's a lot of stuff.
But in the last 45 days.
We get some really great engagement on social, and especially with our customer service team. So we have 24/7 customer service, mm-hmm. and they talk to our customers daily. And we get more phone calls for Spreetail.com than we do in any other part of our business. So we really have the opportunity to engage with customers in that way too.
Awesome.
So we've also trained all of our 70 plus customer service reps to understand the value and how customers can be involved in this as well. So as they're having those conversations, we never leave it as a, hey, thanks for calling, but like, hi, there's other things that are happening that you could be aware of and be a part of.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I think as you mentioned, just kind of trying to get some of those larger ships to kind of be able to make those turns, it's really difficult. So from your guys' kind of experience, what would be your recommendations to those entities that are, it's not so easy for them to be like, hey, let's implement this concept, but no, they actually have to then go through the red tape and the processes and protocols. So Do you think that you guys can inspire that change within some of those massive orgs?
I think one of our biggest things, and I tell Chad this all the time, is just stay focused on what your vision is. So within this impact space, there's so many ways to get distracted. But if we weren't focused on our three core tenants and the three core areas that we wanted to affect, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be able to execute as well as we do or do as much as we do.
Yeah. And to add that, I think you have to get okay saying no. So we have to say no a lot.
Yeah.
And because we know when you hear stay focused every day, it helps you say no as you're, you know, people are reaching out or even internally, you know, we hear a lot of very emotional stories and we say no. I think also, you know, that we have some policies in place where we are very against just writing a check. And so mm-hmm. We want to be part of the collaboration. We want to be partnerships. We want to utilize our expertise to help make things happen. And so that helps. You know, we were fortunate. We got invited to a very big gala in New York City this week that we were invited to. And we don't pay for things like that. We want people to think outside of the box. And
right.
so that is, we're lucky that that's where we started. If you're a large tanker ship, as using that analogy, yeah. You probably have executives or people that are used to going to things that are outside of your focus area. And so it's a pretty big switch that you have to do. But we're pretty lucky that we've started on the right foot. But we're constantly learning as we go.
All right. Blinders out of the gate kind of deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. Do we have time for, can I ask one more question?
Yeah, we'll allow it.
Well, it's approved?
You're good, yeah.
Awesome, thank you. I just kind of want to know, like, to the core of each of you, what motivates you to be a part of an impact organization, right? Like, everybody's going to have a different motivation and just a different reason, so I'd just like to dig into that.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, I get this question a lot. So I'm very fortunate. It started with my parents, I'll be very honest, and my family. So I grew up in North Omaha. My parents both worked two jobs, but they also were very, very active in the community, and they were active in ways that had direct impact. So my mother was a social worker in North Omaha. My father was one of the first people to do Habitat for Humanity in Omaha.
Yeah.
So we have signed Jimmy Carter, Hammer and Millard Fuller, who started Habitat for Humanity. Yep. And so we also went to a church that was in the middle of North Omaha that did a lot, worked with housing, worked with families. You know, one Thanksgiving, my brother and I were in trouble, so we went and stuffed food to give out to people for Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving morning, we were volunteering. If I got in trouble when I was younger, I had to wash walls at the nursing home my mother worked at. So I washed a lot of walls back in the day. And so
I'd still be washing walls.
Yeah, yeah. And then I went to Launch Leadership, which Jay talks about,
okay.
and you guys at Fire Spring know a lot about. And that really helped me define what I wanted to do and where I wanted to be. And so that's really driven to me to where I'm at this point to really find impactful ways. Seeing that impact from a very young age has allowed me to really focus on what I like to do. And so that's having impact on people and having influence. And this role is really allowed me to do that and
that's
get
awesome.
To where I'm at. So I'm very lucky. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm just super passionate about people's personal growth and how business and specifically e-commerce can do things that make everybody's lives better. I started sort of my executive career at Whole Foods Market. And so just seeing the way that food can make an impact on people's lives mm-hmm. is the same way that the things that we do can really help make an impact on people's lives. So coupling that with high growth startups and helping people develop into these roles that, you know, you're not ready for. Nobody can
right.
ever anticipate how fast you're going to grow or what that means from a leadership perspective. When we add the element of community impact to leadership, you start to see things in a whole new way.
Yeah.
So you then become a leader that's not just for the team or the company, but a leader for the community and for the world. And so that's what I'm passionate about developing in our teams. And we see it every day. Like as soon as the light goes off, like, oh crap, I just made a huge difference in this community, that spreads throughout the whole organization. And so that's what we're really looking to do at Spreetail is like light that passion of that growth and that intensity and that community-focused thought leadership so that we continue to do this for a very long time and we inspire other peoples to do it as well.
I dig it. That's good.
Yeah. And I think, you know, relating to those stories, it's a pretty cool thing. Cause I don't think a lot of families necessarily grow up with that impact focus. I think there was a point in time where you just kind of thought, oh, I'm just doing my stewardship through check writing. And I think we're having this change in our society a little bit where people are getting much more hands-on and involved, but so many people don't know where to start. So to have that kind of program pushed through your organization, I think opens up eyes and doors because a conversation we're having, and I don't know if we have another 10 minutes to go into it, but we're starting to really dive into at Firespring is the topic of inclusivity within people and how diversity isn't just necessarily color of skin or your sexual orientation, but that really any two people having a conversation, there's diversity happening because everyone has different experiences. And so what I've really grown from at Firespring with our impact and that we get to pick and choose where we volunteer a little bit is opening my eyes to worlds I wouldn't have experienced, because typically you volunteer maybe where you're comfortable or what's been your home base or your tribe. And so that's something that I'm starting to get exposed to a lot more. And so I think have your team members started to kind of have those moments of like, oh my gosh, I never would have had this moment had I not been a part of those three like pillars with your company.
1,000%. Yeah. So we've done a couple pretty impactful campaigns in the past six, eight months. So one of them, we passed out these jackets that turn into sleeping bags made in Detroit for the Empowerment Plan. Wow. And so all of the jackets are made by individuals that are transitioning out of homelessness. And so phenomenal nonprofit. Google it for those listeners. But what we did, we purchased these coats and then we partnered with other nonprofits in 20 different cities. And so we got to hand out coats to individuals in Chicago living on the streets, in Seattle, mm-hmm. Cleveland, Buffalo, I mean, many other large cities, New York City. And so we got to experience it firsthand. So it was the team that I'm on, luckily, and also we had about 15 other employees that were able to join us on that trip. And so we had an application process, because that's something pretty impactful. You know, when you're going into a tent city, you're going into someone's home, mm-hmm. but you also are seeing things that you've probably never seen before.
Right.
And so there's a certain amount of respect that you need to have, but we were also giving people hope. We were having conversations with them. We were sometimes providing other items like warming kits or mm-hmm. things like that. And mm-hmm. so, and then it's our job to then relay those stories to the company. So one of the individuals that joined us in Chicago told a story about how he was impacted on the trip, and there were probably 100 teary eyes in the room. And so it's very important to talk about the things that we do and include people when we can. We can't always include people in what we do because there's some safety issues. There are other things that come about. But, you know, it's very important to be as high impact as we can. So usually when we do a big push, we want to be part of it. So, you know, we fund swimming lessons for children in underserved communities that don't know how to swim. And mm-hmm. so talking about diversity, inclusivity, mm-hmm. there are lots of stats behind that. Depending on where you grew up, you might not know how to swim. Depending on, you know, your parents, and there's a lot of things, structures in place, race in place that has held people back in that area. And so we talk about that. We talk to the company about why we're doing certain things and why we believe they're highly impactful.
I mean, that's such an amazing way to drive buy-in from a cultural standpoint too, right? Like, for some companies to just stroke the check, which is like, that's important. Don't get
Very
me wrong.
Important.
Like,
Very
and
important.
if that's the way that you make impact happen, that's amazing. But to do that, mm-hmm. right? Like to have that firsthand experience and be able to like live it, breathe it, see it, touch it. Mm-hmm. But then more importantly, cascade that story, that matrixy of experience that comes from that. It's like that's infectious in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? we're very lucky. And we also, you know, the Empowerment Plan is a great example. We've done a lot with them. We actually brought them to Nebraska. We have employees. We're pretty good at logistics. You know, if you can ship things in one day, I think you know what you're doing. And so one of our employees went and consulted with them on how they can improve their shipping and their how they lay out their warehouse. And so we really are pushing that also. So using your skills and your time to be impactful is something that we are hoping we can grow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, cool. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us for the podcast today. And I'm really excited to kind of watch Spreetail grow. I mean, gosh, your site's now been up for 45 days, you said. So a little shameless plug for you guys, or not shameless at all, but go visit the website, spreetail.com, and do some shopping and pick your nonprofit you want to give it back to, 5%. So
yeah. Thank you guys so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you guys.
Timing worked out. I mean, I'm out of Kool-Aid now, so. Timing worked out.
I'm out of coffee.
So yeah. There we go.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
to this Subway ad for the Subway app. How would you like it?
Oh, the weather's bad today. Let's do Storm Chaser.
You bet. Weather conditions have deteriorated, and I'm very hungry. But don't despair. I used the Subway app on my smartphone and ordered ahead. Now I can pick up my dinner quicker and get out of this weather. I hope that was my stomach. Subway, make it what you want. App and online ordering available at participating restaurants. Please allow 15 minutes for pickup. Welcome to this Subway ad for the Subway app. How would you like it?
Oh, the weather's bad today. Let's do Storm Chaser.
You bet. Weather conditions have deteriorated, and I'm very hungry. But don't despair. I used the Subway app on my smartphone and ordered ahead. Now I can pick up my dinner quicker and get out of this weather. I hope that was my stomach. Subway, make it what you want. App and online ordering available at participating restaurants. Please allow 15 minutes for pickup.